On Penn State University Week, increasing student engagement can make a better campus climate. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine McLean, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice, discusses a project that is doing so.
Teaching at a time characterized by a proliferation of information sources, fake news, and rising skepticism around expertise is challenging. Yet this political and historical moment also provides unique opportunities for an inquiry-guided pedagogy, which allows students to ask and answer their own questions. In short, to see how the facts are made. The Crime on Campus study is a course-based project that encourages students to think critically about crime and its representation by empowering them to be primary investigators of a topic very relevant to their lives, experiences and fear of crime in the local community. Broadly conceived as a learner-directed study of criminal victimization and its effects on campus, this project exposes students to the entirety of the research process, from the formation of hypotheses grounded in official statistics to the collection, interpretation, and presentation of original data. In addition to generating interesting and important evidence around campus climate and students' feelings of safety, the Crime on Campus study seeks to leverage inquiry-guided learning strategies to increase student engagement, as measured by their expressed confidence, curiosity, and performance in the class. In its first semester, it has already demonstrated the capacity of students in a 100-level general education class to execute a complete research study with course-level supervision, which includes an undergraduate student research partner.
That was Catherine McLean of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.